Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Greg. How you doing out there today, America? You know what? Before I really kick it off, I want to start the podcast off with something different. I literally want to talk about sneakers, kicks. Are y'all serious about paying $200, $300 a pop, $400 a pop for a pair of sneakers? And then on that question that I'm asking you, America, are they comfortable? Make your feet feel good? What? Yes, I'm stingy. I take that $200 and get me at least three pair of sneakers. I like sneakers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a sneakerhead. I like sneakers. I'm not the type of person to go out and buy every pair of Jordans that Jordan ever made. No, that's something ridiculous. Being that he's charging $200 to $300 a pop for a pair. But, yes, I am cheap too. But my question is still, are there any black-owned shoe companies out there that make comfortable shoes and literally worth paying $100 to $200 for? That's my question to you, America, tonight, because I really don't know any. Let me know. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and get back to me. My next question is, my next topic is about black-owned businesses. Do we support them enough? And I'm guilty of it as well. Because look what I'm wearing now. It says Carhartt. All right? No, we don't, as black Americans, support enough black businesses out there that make good clothing, make good footwear. Hell, probably make good dishes, make good linenware. No, we don't. And I think we should. That's just what I believe. So let's give it up. I wasn't. But I'm just saying, America, when can we or when do we, why don't we, not when and where, why don't we as black Americans support black American businesses? Is it because we so used to seeing Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Fendi, Lee's, Levi's, Carhartt? Or is it because our black people that do clothing are not out there enough? Not enough black people know them. One or two, right? Like I said, I'm partly guilty of it too. And I just never really thought about it. So I was trying to scratch my head and I was like, no, I have not. And I have to learn how. The same way I go spend my hard-earned money on people who are not of color. They don't necessarily have to be white. You know, I don't know all nationalities, but you get what I'm saying. I don't know all the nationalities in the clothing business, but I need to know more black people in the clothing business that do hard work, work just as hard as these folks do. You know what I mean? And just get out there and just be like, this is good. These shoes are worth $150. These clothes are soft to my body touch. You know what I mean? So-and-so do good linen comforters and all that good stuff. The things we like to buy that's not black owned, basically what I'm saying. For those who are scratching their head. And I know you like black. But the truth of the matter is I do not know a whole lot of black companies out there. Black owned real estate, black owned banks, black timber companies, black brick companies, black electric companies, electrical companies. Even so, what about a black business like similar to Lowe's? Or a black-owned hardware store, black butchers. Right? I'm just saying. I personally don't know a lot of these folks that's out there. And I need to get out there and do my research and find out which black-owned businesses I think do the best. And then I could bring it back to you, America. And we could start supporting these little black businesses that's out there. I think the way I think is different. It's not a conspiracy type of thing I'm thinking. I'm just thinking that distraction. I always think there's a distraction from letting you see or focus on what you need to do. I mean, distraction. And it could be a number of reasons why there's plenty of distractions out there, but none more important than supporting black-owned businesses. I think that's what we need to do. And get more out there. I mean, if we have the money to go buy from other businesses that's not black, I don't see the problem. I don't. I mean, you go in the South, probably in Atlanta. I'm going to use them as a prime example. Probably got a lot of black-owned businesses in Atlanta. Probably do. Probably even have a couple of black banks down there. I wouldn't be surprised. But I would love to see that coming up towards New York. Black-owned businesses. I would love to see that, America. I can't speak for the rest of y'all, but I want to see that. That's what I want to see. You know what I mean? I think it's time we turn the tables. It's been time, but it's been right there for us. You know what I mean? I could speak on my experience. You know, a while back I said I let a couple of opportunities slip through my hand for me to work for myself. And I was talking to my wife today about it, and she was like, you know, don't look at it as you let it slip through your hand. It's probably a strong reason why you shouldn't have been working for yourself at this particular time. And I was like, you're probably right. You know what I mean? She might be right. I didn't look at it like that. It's a possibility that it just wasn't the time for me. Wasn't meant. I don't know. You know what I mean? But just for the record, though, if you have that opportunity and you come across that opportunity to work for yourself, go for it. Go for it, America. Go for it. And I don't even care what color you are. I don't even care what color you are. I'm just saying go for it. At this point, color don't have nothing to do with it. I just want to see more black-owned businesses. You know what I mean? I want to see it leveled out a little bit there. You know what I mean? If you got a strong idea, sit down, put it to paper, sketch it out, anticipate all the steps, and put it to work. And put it to work. Starting your business is not hard. It's keeping your business going so you can survive that first year, probably even that second year. And if I'm correct, probably by the third year, you'll start leveling out a little bit. And then things should pick up as long as you stick into the plan. When people first starting out, they get frustrated. And I know this from being around certain people. And I know this because I just was taking notes. You know what I mean? I just was taking notes. You got to have a little bit of money because you got to, it's things you got to buy, your LLC, your insurance. You know what I mean? There's some other things along the way, the supplies and all of that stuff. So, yeah, you got to have some startup money. You know what I mean? And really, once you get it going, it's really up to you to keep it going. And network. You know what I mean? Don't just sit back and, all right, I got to start it. No, you got to, you know how you've been hustling? You know what I mean? You know, you be hustling out there just to make ends meet. You know, you be hustling. You got to hustle. You got to get out there. You got to hustle. You got to network. You know what I mean? You got to meet people. You know what I mean? And that probably was one of my biggest problems right there. Getting out, meeting people. I say that because I'm not a big fan of crowds. I'm not a big fan of just going out meeting people. I have not been a big fan of it. I mean, I'm kind of a little bit okay with it now, but I had to learn how to meet people and mingle with people. Not that I was like a total klutz or idiot around people. It's just that I get a little choked up around a whole crowd of people. And I just think that most people are full of it. And if I could just pull myself away from it and look at the bigger picture, I'd be okay. So you got to have that hustle on you. You got to have that hustle, that bustle on you. You know what I mean? And know how to mingle and talk with people. And I know how to do that. It's not like I don't know how to talk with people. I know how to talk with people. But I also like to talk with people that talk sense. I also like to talk with people. You know how you meet somebody and you're talking in the first 3 minutes, like, this just told a lie and he's full of crap. You really don't have time for that. That's taking up your time listening to that bull. It's unfortunate, but I'm just telling you for real. And I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about. When you first meet somebody and they talking this, you'll be like, what? It's, and most of y'all probably done mastered them, like, don't even say what. Just be like, oh, yeah, okay. Go along with it. That's where I get stuck at. I can't bring myself to just go along with it. You know what I mean? Just so that it'll pass and you know not to deal with that individual. I'm like stopping it right there before it even get. And I've been told to just let it play out. Just let it play out. You know what I mean? So, back to the black-owned businesses. Like I said, America, you can hit me up on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. Just let me know all the black-owned businesses. Just shoot me a text or whatever y'all young folks do. Just hit me up, email me, whatever. I don't know. What's my email address? HardwickG6909@gmail.com. Got it. You can hit me there. Send me an email. You know what I mean? I'm just curious to know about the black-owned businesses in the area. I live in Maryland. So you figure from Maryland to New York, probably down to, let's say, Georgia or Florida. I don't know a lot of black-owned businesses. Like where I'm at right now, it's a lot of white-owned businesses or Asian. You know what I mean? But mostly white-owned businesses. And most of them are corporations. You know what I mean? And then I'm finding out about the word corporation. You know what I mean? You want it to be over your LLC. And you don't want to have a home address. You want to have a business address. You know what I mean? So I'm learning all these different things. You know what I mean? You want to have a place of business that doesn't have your home address. Our place of business is as such and such and such. You want to have a business phone number. This is my phone number. No, I mean, separate from your cell number. You know what I mean? I'm learning a lot of little things, which are very important when you want to go to the bank and get a loan. I think a lot of these things that I'm picking up as I go along are good tidbits, good information to know. And America, we need it. I think what needs to happen is we need to get back to that mom and pop situation. You know what I mean? Mom and pop stores is what we called them growing up. We need to get back to those. So if everybody decide, which it won't work that way because most people don't want to work for themselves, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't want to work for you, you won't work for yourself. You won't work for somebody else and work your way up through the ranks and have that huge paycheck at the end of the year. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But for those who want to work for themselves, do it. Do it. Do it. I'm 54 years old. I'm telling you, do it. Don't get to my age and be like, man, I missed the opportunity. I didn't do it. Do it now. It's more information available now than it was when I had the opportunity to come through my hands. You know what I mean? Just do it. Don't be scared. Just think of it as a hustle and just have yourself a backup plan if it don't work. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing right there. Okay, if it don't work, at least I know I tried and I gave it my all. I didn't just sit back and scratch my head. That's true, America. That's true. That's very true. I always be thinking about them damn sneakers, though. Them sneakers is running through my head right now, y'all. Y'all forgive me, man. This dude made sneakers and sold them at $400 a pop. Well, three and some change, $400 a pop. And he sold out, but I heard they were garbage, which I think they are. I thought they were. I'm thinking, you know how many pairs of sneakers I could get for $400? A lot. $400. I'll be honest with you. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I could squeeze me about 6 pairs of sneakers out of $400. Me. At least 6 pairs. And yes, I'm cheap. Let me say it again. I'm cheap. I think $80 is too much, but my max is $100. That's still too much. You know what I mean? I got my son. He work out now. He work in the store now. And I'm like, well, if they cost more than $100, don't get them. They got these new, what do they call it? Asics. They're supposed to be real super comfortable. I remember growing up, man. Grandparents used to talk about, yeah, when you get my age, you're going to want comfortable shoes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's too funny, man. Man, think about what the grandparents told you. Your parents told you when you was little. Man, what about that aunt or uncle that had that, when it rained, had that knee pain. Like, ooh, my knee hurt. It's going to rain. Rain's coming. Nah, that's too funny. I'm getting away from the subject. I apologize, America. I just thought that was funny. Anyway, I can, for $400, man, I could squeeze me at least 6 pairs of sneakers out of that. You know what I mean? And believe me, they all the sneakers that I wanted growing up. That I couldn't afford. You know what I mean? Or should I say my mother couldn't afford? Yeah. Yeah, I remember them days growing up too. That's another subject for another time, but I want to stay focused on black-owned businesses because I'm actually seeing and figuring out that that's important. That's important to the community. You know what I mean? Black-owned businesses and the business owners themselves that are strong-willed, strong-minded, and not stupid. You know what I mean? Get out there, put their product out there, and sell it just as much as the competitor. You know what I mean? They're guaranteeing they work. And that's that, you know? I just think that's very important. And when we learn how to come together back to when we first was brought over here, on how to come together, we would be better off. I mean, we would be better off because right now, today, a lot of young people, middle age, let me just say people from 40 on down, between the ages 40 and 18. A lot of them not taking it serious. You know what I mean? A lot of them not taking it serious. A lot of them think, the heck with that. Let me just get a pair of Jordans. Let me smoke some weed. Let my pants hang off my butt. Now they want to make money, but they don't want to work. Now, at some point in time, folks my age have to say, where did we go wrong? I'm just saying, America, where did we go wrong? You know what I mean? How come we can't get it back? and this is specifically for the men out there, the real men. The real men. Because it was our job. From the moment we gave, helped give birth, helped play a role in bringing the child into this world. It was our job, whether you was with the mother or not, to raise your son. It wasn't up to the county to raise your son. And the mother shouldn't have had to do it all by herself, but that's what happened. So the question is now, what do we do about it? How do we get the kids between ages 18 and, like I said, 40, to focus on a better foundation for their future? So we can turn them into entrepreneurs and having their own businesses. No. I know. It seemed easy to do, but it's something to talk about. Something we need to talk about. You know what I mean? That's all. That's all, America. I just thought that, get on here and speak that out. Let you know what I want to talk about. You know what I mean? Y'all can get out there. We can talk about it. I want to say God bless and thank you for listening. You'll hear some more from me. Y'all have a good night. Stop.